The big question many people ask themselves on this day and the days leading up to today is, what do I want to do this year for Lent? What do I want to do this year for Lent? What do I want to give up? Or what do I want to do extra? That's not the most important question of this day. It's not the most important question of this day. In fact, it can be a bad question. It can be. Because it can make it where all of our Lent, when we start that way, becomes very self-focused. What do I want to do for Lent? What do I want to accomplish this Lent? What are the things that I'm going to do? And become very self-focused. And our whole Lent becomes this project of self-improvement. It's like our New Year's resolutions 2.0. This time they're going to work. Right? Lent is meant to actually do the opposite of that. That's why it can be a bad question. It's an important question, but it's not the most important. And it can be a bad one if it becomes one that becomes like this gravity sucking us into ourself, focusing myself on me. Because Lent is meant to do the exact opposite of that, where I become less focused on me. I become less self-centered. That's what it is. And my focus is turned elsewhere, primarily to the most important question. And the most important question of this day and all of Lent is, what does Jesus desire to do in my life this Lent? He has a desire for you this Lent. He does, each one of you. There's something that he wants to do in your life in these 40 days. And that's a different focus, isn't it? Because that's a focus that's taking the focus away from me and all this self-navel-gazing and trying to make myself better, and it's putting it on Jesus. Because if it's everything focused on me, what's going to happen in Lent? I guarantee it'll be one of two things. Either, if you're doing well, the problems that Jesus warns about in the gospel are going to start happening, where all these things that you're doing really well and you're killing it is just going to lead to this pride, to this wanting even others to see how great I'm doing. Either that, or most people, you're not going to be killing it. You're going to get 2 weeks into this, and you're like, dang, this sucks. And you're going to become filled with discouragement. Why are you discouraged? Because you're making it about yourself. And you're failing. When the focus is not on you, when it's not on me, but it's on instead Jesus and what he wants to do in your life, that's a whole different disposition. Because he is the one who's initiating this Lent. He's the main actor in this. You're just responding. You're just saying yes to what he wants to do. And that's a disposition of hope. Because then it's not about me, of how am I doing. That's not the main focus, but it's, what is he wanting to do? What is he wanting to do? Even in the times where I might fail, he's wanting to do something even in that. I don't know specifically what it looks like, what Jesus wants to do in your life. And you probably don't have a really clear picture of it either. But I do know, and this is what I am sure of, is that it looks a lot like what happens at the very end of Lent, at the very end of this season, where something that is dead is brought back to life. All of Lent is preparing us for the resurrection. Something, someone who is dead is brought back to life. And whatever that specific thing is in your life, no matter how big or it even might be something small, that's dead in you. That's dead in you. Jesus wants to bring it back to life. He wants to resurrect it. This is all Jesus' intention. It's what he desires to do this Lent, something in your life. Whatever you do, because what you do is important as well. But what you do is just a response to that. And whatever you do this Lent is just allowing Jesus to do the work that he wants to do in your life, of bringing that thing back to life. It's you saying yes to him. So whatever prayer, whatever fasting, whatever thing you want to give up, whatever almsgiving that you give this year, whatever repentance that Jesus is asking of you, that's you saying yes to him, allowing him to do his work within you. It's you allowing Jesus and then him, through whatever penances you take on, him allowing you to participate in this incredible thing that he's doing, this miracle of resurrection. Remember, you are dust. Remember, you are dust, and unto dust you shall return. In the very beginning, how you were formed is he took you from the ground, as we hear in Genesis, and you were dust and you were dirt. And he breathed his life into you. He breathed his life into you. In the end, when you die and you turn back to dirt and to dust in the final resurrection, what is he going to do? He's going to take your dust back together, and in the very end, he'll breathe his life back into you. He brings life. He resurrects life. That's what he does in the beginning. That's what he'll do in the end. And that's what he wants to do in your life right now. In these 40 days, now is the time. Dear brethren, let us humbly ask God our Father that he be pleased to bless with the abundance of his grace these ashes which we will put on our heads in penitence. O God, who desire not the death of sinners but their conversion, mercifully hear our prayers, and in your kindness be pleased to bless these ashes which we intend to receive upon our heads, that we who acknowledge we are but ashes and shall return to dust may through a steadfast observance of Lent gain pardon for sins and newness of life after the likeness of your risen Son, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Dust, and unto dust you shall return.
Remember, you are dust, and unto dust you shall return.